yeah, absolutely.
I've just been asked if I have a lot of followers, but I'm standing here in the university in Limerick, in this university campus, and I'm with a man who I haven't met before, right? And I could tell you, because I've written his name on a piece of paper, he's Frederick Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A, and I'm at Barcamp, oh, not Barcamp, I'm at a thing called 3D Camp, and it's an unconference, and we're standing around in the lobby in between. I don't know whether should we be at a session?
We should. There's a few workshops, ongoing workshops, but they're too technical for me, Paul.
Look, I think, were you giving a workshop this morning?
I was presenting on a very high level business issues, not too technical.
can you give me a 1 minute summary of your key points from your talk this morning?
Yeah, this morning I talked about 3D in the big sectors of big data. So how 3D applications are likely to grow within the broader big data market, where analytics software is needed to make sense of the data for decision makers and companies.
You know, I'm very, very low tech.
Yeah.
What did you call that thing?
Big data.
What is big data?
Big data is the fact that there's an increased volume of data being created by end users, but also across systems. Could be consumer systems and corporate systems. And we need to find new ways to analyze that data to make sense of it. So there's three characteristics of data: the velocity of data, the nature of data
sets.
That's
the speed at which
yeah,
it flies
speed,
around.
Yeah, that's
okay,
it.
Yeah. The nature of
the
it.
The nature, so the different types of data sets.
If I take a photograph, am I creating data?
Yes, you are.
Okay,
you are. Go
on, I'm a data creator
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah.
I used Instagram on my way here
yes,
this morning,
yes, yes, yes.
So I'm a creator
yes,
of data.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
If you turn on your location-based tracking device on your phone, you create data.
I'm talking to you on an iPhone yeah. 4S, and it is being located.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm, good God, that means, I mean, the amount of data that's been created in the world, is there an answer to a number? Is there a number that we could say, like, it isn't a trillion, but it must be a trillion, trillion, trillion?
Yeah.
How much data is created in the world, either every day, every hour, every second? Have you got a figure?
I can't count past a million, Paul. No, it's probably, you know, in the petabytes, it's way beyond that. I'd say it's exponential at this stage. And in fact, that's where we're lacking in the market, analytics solutions that make sense of that type of data. The different formats of data as well is tricky.
Now look, who are you? I mean, I know nothing about you. I'm trying to piece together your accent. But tell me a little bit about how you come to be able to even think about data. You know, yeah, give us a little bit of your biography.
Okay. I've been in Ireland since 2000. I'm from Canada.
You have to say where. I'm a poet. I need to know exactly
yeah,
where.
Yeah, I'm from Quebec City in Canada. My background is business development for startups, so for digital media startups. I helped 80 entrepreneurs in Ireland since 2004 in starting their businesses. So that was via a startup program. And
is that one of these Enterprise Ireland funded
yeah, that's
programs?
It. Yeah, that's it.
What's it called?
It's called Create Ireland. So it's a specialist focus on digital media. So we would have trained e-commerce, animation companies, mobile application development companies. And all of them now, most of them are getting good traction over the last 3 years. Shortage of skills, fast-growing companies, small, flexible companies. And so that's what I've been doing. But
you have to tell me how you got from Canada, Quebec City, where, by the way, is the last thing I ever did in Quebec City, besides look over that wonderful river, where, you know,
Saint
that
Lawrence
magnificent river.
River,
but was have a chocolate fondue. I remember the food in Quebec City is wonderful.
Yeah. Actually, across that river, you have an island called Big Island, and that's where the Irish were quarantined. When they did their passage to the northeast coast of America. So if you open the phone book in my hometown, the third of that phone book has Irish names, but nowadays the families speak only French.
And you're a Herrera. Is that French? It's certainly not Irish. Where's that from?
That's from Mexico. So is it a personal biography of Frederick Herrera at this stage?
No, it's my curiosity that's yeah. driving this, right? I'm simply asking you, and you can refuse to answer me any question
that's fine,
you like.
That's fine,
right? And of course, you'll create the impression, if you're not careful, that Mexican North America doesn't want to talk. I understand the immigration issues. Did you actually sneak across the border at some stage?
No. I'm a legal alien in Ireland.
No, come on, back to Ireland. What brought you here? What brought you to Ireland?
Well, I'm married to a woman from Tipperary, so that's the short answer.
Well, no, that's a short opening to another audiobook, which we come on to. But no, come back to the business stuff then.
Yeah. So, what I did over the last 12 years was linked to commercializing R&D. So I've been working for colleges since I came to Ireland. I was involved in spinning out basic research with DCU. And that led me to be contracted by the European Commission to evaluate 130 million euro worth of R&D projects in the space of big data, digital libraries, semantic web. So I've been doing this since 2005.
Do you know Bernie Goldbach because of that work, or do you know him otherwise?
Well, I do know Bernie, yeah.
I know Bernie too.
It's okay. Well, it's not like
That's
Ireland
not
is a big country, you know? But most of my work has been focusing on startups or early stage development of companies.
And tell me, I got to ask you this because I think I know the answer. Do you have a startup you can't tell us about?
Yeah, there's a few of them planned, and I'm currently advising a few startups, so a few companies starting. But I hope to announce that in the coming weeks. I'll be spending 2 months, a good month in Canada, where I want to promote an Irish tech cluster into Canadian market.
In Quebec City?
Across Canadian cities.
Right. Yeah, so I have contacts in Vancouver.
Yeah, so Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, Quebec City. Each of these markets have gaps. So there's also a shortage of skills in these cities. For example, mobile application development companies are very much in demand. So my goal over the summer is to bring represent Irish tech companies into the Canadian market, just to kickstart partnerships and approaches to clients to speed up international sales for them.
Is there anything you would like to happen in Canada that would be helpful to you over the next couple of months? If there is, by all means mention it, because I can think of two people who will listen to this audio who are very well connected in Canada.
Yes, of course. There's going to be a website launch in 3 weeks' time. And it's going to be, people can contact me on my email address in the meantime. It's Frederick, Frederic.Herrera, Herrera@gmail.com. On Twitter, I'm at Fred Rera. So that's my Twitter name.
That's
Frederera. Yeah.
they can Google you too.
So I'm keen to hear from people interested in that cluster into Canada, and if that works, I hope to bring that cluster internationally. So do the same with the Canadian companies into Ireland for European markets, and I think that's the cheapest way to do it for all people involved.
So you might actually end up helping jobs to be created in Ireland.
Yeah, correct.
Have you heard of a thing called Connect Ireland?
I did. Yeah.
Has anybody recommended that you should be one of the people that Connect Ireland know about?
Yes, but I want to take baby steps initially. I just want to launch, prove the concept, and really gather momentum behind the idea, because it's a new idea. So how can we speed up international sales for Irish startups abroad? And that's a priority.
Well, if people listening to this who might think you're a great kind of person to connect with and who are interested in that and who might be able to help, they can... Do you know about Audioboo, by the way, that I'm recording this on? You know about it?
Yes.
Ah, good. Right, okay. Have you ever made an Audioboo interview before?
No. I'm a shy person, Paul.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. I mean, good God, I imagine... I think Steve Jobs was shy. I think. Isn't it true?
I don't know. I haven't read it.
Yeah, he wasn't a mad, raving extrovert.
Okay.
No. God, we'd be nowhere without introverts. I'm equating shy and introvert, and that's not a fair equation. But I'm just saying that I would get nowhere if the only people I could talk to work with or to just have conversations were all like me.
Are you from Cork, Paul?
I live in Cork, but I actually was born in this city. I was born in
Limerick.
I'm born in... My family live here. And do you read books ever?
Yeah.
Do you know a bookshop in the main street?
Yeah.
What's it called?
In Limerick?
Yeah.
No, I don't know the name of it. I know the one in Galway.
But you've never, have you ever been in the bookshop in Limerick on the main street?
No.
Okay, I'll tell my brothers that they're not good at, you know, sucking, attracting people to come into the bookshop. Yeah. O'Mahony's bookshop on the main street in Limerick, right?
O'Mahony.
1902, the bookshop was set up, right?
Very good.
So that's the family bookshop.
Very good.
So, you know, and they also have an online bookshop.
Yeah, I heard of that online.
Did you?
Yeah.
O'Mahony's.ie?
Yeah.
I never do a plug for my family.
No?
Well, you know, it's a bit like spamming.
And
you know?
Does he sell a lot into international markets via that?
I think the proportion of sales that are coming from online is growing.
Okay.
You'd expect that. And I think they might even be growing at a faster rate than sales, you know, in the over-the-counter are growing.
Yeah.
But to be truthful, you better ask him. I don't know.
The reason why I ask you this is because there's a lot of work to be done between Canada and Ireland. And given that a lot of Irish students leave for Canada, there's tighter links to be made. And I think culture...
Well, you know, my uncle emigrated to Canada in 1956 or 7 with his family. He had 8 children, right? And they all lived in, they grew up in Brandon.
Ontario,
uh-huh. right? So, and many of them are still living there,
Yes.
And they've spread out across Canada as well, but they pretty well cluster there, and that's where I've been. My one Canadian experience.
Okay. Do they visit Ireland?
Oh, God, yeah. First cousins there, and they do different types of businesses, and because there were 8 children in the family, that's a pretty big, you know, genetic spread.
Yeah. I tell you what, I went for Irish citizenship recently, and...
Now, you are being recorded on...
Yeah.
That's fine. I just want you to remember.
If I get approved for Irish citizenship, I might add an O in front of my last name.
So O'Hara. If you become O'Hare, that's a very normal Irish name. O'Herrera. Well, look, we better stop because I better let you go. But this is, we've got about 13 minutes. Look, I'll give you the last word. Let's summarize back again at the very end. If somebody's listening to this, right, how could they reach you? That's the simple thing. Just get it back to it again. How would they reach you again? Or what's your last leaving message?
Well, they should contact me on Twitter again. So Fred Herrera is my Twitter name. I think that's the easiest channel. I've yet to release a website myself, so I think that's the best way. And hopefully my information will be on your website as well. Can I do that?
Yeah, I'll link with you. I'll be tagging your name and everything like that.
So I'll be top page of Google just because of you.
Well, we could do some organic. You see, the thing is, if we do a whole series of audios, and I can talk to you via Skype and record the conversation with you, it would be possible. Now, this I will put out on as an offer. One possibility is, you know, you're building something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not going to tell us what is until you're ready to tell us, right? But there is the story of the build, right? There is the kind of story, the backstory. Now, one of the things I do with some clients is record stuff which we don't put into the public domain until.
Yes. Yeah.
So I could do a whole load of private recordings with you, but because they were commercially sensitive and not yet ready to be released. But after your business is ready, then they're there to be released.
Yeah.
And people are more and more curious about the backstory.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
How did this guy ever set this up? Because usually what people release into the public domain is something that is drop dead. If it's good, it's drop dead gorgeous.
Yes.
And it's almost like intimidatingly good to somebody.
Ah, I see what you mean. Yeah.
But they're actually, if they found out that, for example, you know, you were unsure whether you were going to go left or right, or your funding wasn't even in place until, you know, you remember Google, you know the story, how Google nearly went out of existence because on a Friday they couldn't pay anybody.
Yeah.
And the money came in on, you know, Saturday or Sunday and could carry on.
Yeah.
Typical, isn't it?
Yeah, true. That's a good idea, so I'll be ready to jump on that opportunity.
If you like, we can do it. Anyway, look, we'll say goodbye to the listeners.
Yeah, goodbye, goodbye. Thank you for
goodbye
your
from
attention.
Okay, and goodbye from 3D Camp.